They Spoke to Us, report from the 168th Annual General Conference, April 4th and 5th, 1998. President Gordon B. Hinckley, let us be true disciples of the Christ, observing the golden rule, doing unto others as we would have them do unto us. President Thomas S. Monson, First Counselor in the First Presidency. Choose good friends. Friends help to determine your future. You will tend to be like them and to be found where they choose to go. Remember, the path we follow in this life leads to the path we follow in the next. President James E. Faust, Second Counselor in the First Presidency. We should always honor and keep sacred the saving covenants we make with the Lord. If we do, he has promised, thou shalt receive revelation upon revelation, knowledge upon knowledge, that thou mayest know the mysteries and peaceable things, that which bringeth joy, that which bringeth life eternal. Doctrine and Covenants, section 42, verse 61. Elder David B. Haight of the Quorum of the Twelve Apostles. Do what is right. Take advantage of this great opportunity in your life to live it well, to be good, to have good works, and to influence other people for good. Elder L. Tom Perry of the Quorum of the Twelve Apostles. What a great blessing it would be if every member of the church memorized the articles of faith and became knowledgeable about the principles contained in each. We would be better prepared to share the gospel with others. Elder Neil A. Maxwell of the Quorum of the Twelve Apostles. I do not know what your individual gifts are, but you have them. Please employ these gifts and stretch your talents, along with taking out garbage cans, mowing lawns, raking leaves, or shoveling snow for widows, widowers, or a sick neighbor. Knowing how to work will give you an edge in life. Elder M. Russell Ballard of the Quorum of the Twelve Apostles. The Lord can only reveal light and truth to us as we are prepared to receive it. And so we must do everything we can to increase our spiritual knowledge and understanding by studying the Scriptures and the words of the living prophets. Elder Henry B. Eyring of the Quorum of the Twelve Apostles. Even a child can understand what to do to have the Holy Ghost as a companion. The sacramental prayer tells us, they are willing to take upon them the name of thy Son, and always remember him, and keep his commandments which he has given them, that they may always have his Spirit to be with them. Doctrine and Covenants, section 20, verse 77. Elder Lynn G. Robbins of the 70. We can choose not to become angry, and we can make that choice today, right now. I will never become angry again. Sister Margaret D. Nadald, General President of the Young Women. Surely it pleases the Lord when we, his children, reach out to one another, to give help along the way, and to bring another closer to Christ. He taught, when ye have done it unto one of the least of these, my brethren, ye have done it unto me. Matthew chapter 25, verse 40. End of They Spoke to Us. Report from the 168th Annual General Conference, April 4th and 5th, 1998.